On this episode of Data Tsunami, an Atempo customer journey, NFB. NFB, the National Film Board of Canada, is Canada's public producer and distributor with a vast and growing collection of works that include award-winning creative documentaries, animation, interactive stories, and participatory experiences. NFB is a longtime customer of Atempo, and in today's episode, Atempo VP of Sales and Alliances Ferhat Kador will be joined by Jimmy Fournier, Director R&D and Digital Platforms for NFB.
Dear audience, thank you for joining us. We've been hearing that on the first two editions of our Data Tsunami podcast, we had listeners going from Los Angeles to Tokyo. So good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. The first edition was with a storage vendor explaining the challenges of managing that properly data management in these days. The second edition was with an end user. We thought that for the third edition, it would be really interesting to speak with an end user about his challenges across the years on data management. Hi, Jimmy. How are you doing today?
Hey. Hello, Ferhat. Thanks for the invitation. I'm doing very well.
So, spoiler alert, this is going to be a friendly conversation because Atempo and NFB have had a very long history, relationship, and successful data management story. And that's what we are going to try to capture today. The challenges a long time ago, the challenges today, and maybe the challenges tomorrow, and how, of course, to answer them properly. So, a long time ago, the leader of commercial aircraft in the world was looking for a way to centralize files that were stored on different USB keys, hard drives, in order to protect them for the long term, to not lose any IP. And these guys were in the market fishing for a solution that would be performant enough to move data files to a central piece and protect them for the long term. Atempo did provide the tool based on professional services and thought that it would be a great idea and of a great value to help customers that are looking to protect their assets for the very long term, so long-term archiving. So on that basis, on that idea, that tool became a product, Atempo Digital Archive, that was designed to be highly scalable, helping customers to protect billions of files and archive them properly, making sure that their assets were secured in the long run. That was almost 15 years ago, and NFB and Atempo met in 2008, right, Jimmy?
Yes, 2008.
And you were already facing some challenges towards data management, right?
Oh, yeah. In 2008, we got the mandate from our president to do the digital shift at the NFB. And one of the projects of this digital shift was to digitize all our collection. And we were looking at a solution to manage our new digital vault. So we checked all other solutions on the market, but they did not have all the features and the vision that we had at this time. And also, the business model of those solutions was not adapted to the large amount of data created by the digitization process. So in few words, the feature and the vision that we this time was to get a project storage agnostic, having the possibility to set metadata on each asset. Because for us, the archive solution must be the backend of our media asset management, because we have to deal with such a big library, and our previous system was connected to our vault. So it was natural to connect now it to the digital vault, which means the archive solution. And of course, the other feature that we were looking at was the possibility to have it in an open file format for archive, which is because we never know what will happen with a specific project, especially when you start to develop a new project. So we don't want to be stuck with the solution.
And at that time, so digitalization of the patrimony of all the movies in Canada, so based on a NAS and archive to tape, right?
Yeah, exactly. It was the first scope and be able to store it in a way that we will be able to retrieve it in years, taking charge migration of the media during the time. And we know for this past 12, 13 years together, we did a lot of other projects that we're sure that will be in the discussion for the next hour.
And that's what has been great with working with NFB, in the sense that we had the product, but you really challenged us and worked with us in order to strengthen some capabilities as well as creating additional rights.
Yes. You know, the challenge of betting on a vendor, which is not a startup, but start to develop a new project, as you mentioned earlier, there's no guarantee that it will survive. So at that time, we were managing the risk, and it was part of our primary thinking. So having open archive technology, no vendor locking, to be fully independent of the solution was very important. And we push, and we were transparent at the time with you guys. And I think it helped you also to evolve in the right direction, because other customers don't want to be stuck with the same vendor. They want to have a good relation and they want to be owner of their archive. So during all those years, we had a lot of new feature in with you on the product, like support of ODA, optical disk archive, because for us it was very important to have two type of technology for archive: the tape, which was one, and the optical disk is another one. So it was important to again manage the risk of an archive. And you're talking about a partnership, but you don't treat a partnership relation as you do with regular supplier. It must be a win-win situation. In fact, at the NFB, one of my engineers' main priority is to work with you on different projects. And we know, on the other hand, that we will have a direct access to the engineer department of your company. So if an issue happens, you don't open a ticket like you do with regular supplier. You work to investigate and help on the solution. You have to do the first level of support internally and then let the engineer work together. It's a completely different type of relationship. As a result of this collaboration, the NFB was able to preserve in digital format all their audiovisual content using a Tempo Digital Archive solution. And we use also this project to make all our data movement across the studios in Canada. So and we work on different type of project and features during this last 13 years. So it was very exciting. And at the end, it was a bet, but after more than 10 years, we think we did the right choice.
You are offering me the perfect transition. I mean, so 10 years ago, main requirement was really towards archive of large files as well as archive of small files on tapes, and the ability to verify that these tapes were properly recorded, properly handled over the time, as well as also integrating with a homegrew media asset management solution, which was for you a key to manage all that that content, not forgetting that the archive had to be in an open format, so whatever happening, you would still be in control of the archive. And the evolution of many customers at that time was really towards these type of requirements, with more and more data as we went from hundreds of petabytes to hundreds of terabytes, I'm sorry, to hundreds of petabytes. And over the last 10 years, I mean, the requirements have changed from a simple archive requirement. You, as many other organizations in the world, you started adding complexity in the workflows. You went looking at backup, making sure that some assets were properly backed up as at the same time that you were properly archiving data. You had to manage data center migration. So you were faced with a requirement to move data from place A to place B. And also, I mean, the storages, the cutting edge storages today are not the same than the one 10 years ago. So you had to face the choice of bringing new storage technologies within the networks. And that's exactly the story of how ADA, our product that was dedicated to archive, become our new flagship solution, Miria. Miria is based on five pillars, and that we expanded from the sole archiving purpose to handling backup, movement, migration, copy, move of very large amount of data. And at the same time, we were kind of focusing on M&E. So of course, we were able to manage tape libraries from whoever was making them. And we were also able to manage storage, primary storage, such as iZealand, such as StoreNext, and the leading one at that time. But over the years, there are plenty newcomers such as Cumulo that have brought to the market really interesting storage technology. So one of the purpose of Atempo was to make sure that we were coping with these new storages, that we were providing proper integration with these new storages, allowing customers such as NFB to build on their data management solution, the Atempo data management solution, their new workflows, the integration of new technologies such as the ODA. I mean, that would be a good example to come in, Jimmy.
When we start archiving, we set up four golden rules of archiving, and one of them was to have two technology on two different geographic location for the archive. So that's the reason why we turn up to ODA, Optical Disk Archive, as a second technology. We analyze to use spinning disk as well. It was part of the solution, because with Atempo, Digital Archive, it's only a place that you target to put the archive. It's agnostic on the source and the target. So that's the beauty. And you're right. During the last 10 years, how many times we spoke together and we had some challenge and some issue. And by talking together with your engineer, they said, oh, man, you have this solution inside ADA. You may try this feature. And it saved us a lot of time. Just at that time, we only had one or two storage technology, And at the moment at DNAV, we had up to six storage technology with different OS. And we were at transition phase and look like we always in transition phase with storage. And I don't think it will change. But when you change and you migrate from one technology of storage to another one, you need to have the right tool to do it and preserve all the metadata, all the information that's coming with an digital asset. And that's what we learned from ADA, the project, and we use it as part of our migration as well. And as I said, for the data movement of all our production asset across our center in Canada.
You're listening to Data Tsunami from Atempo, global leader and trusted provider of data management software solutions for over 25 years. Our solutions protect, store, move, and recover mission-critical data sets for thousands of companies and organizations worldwide. Visit atempo.com for more information.
So let's talk about the elephant in the room. We have not mentioned the cloud. So Miria today is able to manage parallel file system, NAS, object storage, optical disk array, tape libraries, and obviously, I mean, we are also able to help our customers to leverage the cloud capabilities in their workflow. So when I look back at Atempo with Miria, the very first requirements from end users were, hey guys, I mean, help us to move data to the cloud. Then we went to, hey guys, help us to archive data to the cloud. Then four or five years ago, it was help us to back up data in the cloud. And what's interesting is that recently we have now customers that are asking us to migrate back data from the cloud to on-premise or to migrate data from one cloud to another one. So the multi-cloud management has become a real issue where solutions such as Miria are helping to ease different types of pains. And it's true that from one end user to another one, the cloud approach is not the same. Can you tell us a few words about what is the cloud leverage today at NFB?
Oh yeah, at the NFB, the cloud is part of our operation for years. But mainly in the distribution aspect. I'm also in charge of the digital platform at DNFB, which include the online streaming service. So we did the transition for on the cloud since 2015 for our streaming service. But now we are expanding our cloud services for production and post-production activities. Our strategy is to expand our resources in the cloud. As an example, we want to stop over-provisioning storage for the worst-case scenario of production and use the cloud for peaks. So the strategy is not to put all our eggs in the same basket. Okay, we don't want to go all cloud and or stay only on premise all the way. We just want to have the right balance to avoid what you said before with some of your customer that put everything in the cloud and now they want to get back all the content from the cloud. So it's just another tool for us to expand and to manage better some workflows. And it really helps our production center to do collaboration, remote collaboration. And it's just another tool that help us on the project. production. Another example, we used to buy on-set hard drive, a lot of on-set hard drive for shooting. Now we use the cloud. They shoot, they upload directly to the cloud. And with Miria, we synchronize the cloud with our on-prem storage, and it's secure, it's backup in our on-prem infrastructure, and we do the post-production from that, and we use the cloud as a distribution tools for our online service. So it's just another tool.
So with Miria, since more than 11 years, you have been able to cope with the data management challenges that are tied to the volume of data, which is only increasing, that you have to manage. You had to cope with requirements such as always stay in control of your data and making sure that at any time, whatever vendor does, you are in control, so no vendor lock-in. You had to manage multiple new addition of storage technologies in your environment that you have to use to deliver the services to your end user. So a few months ago, we gathered with different customers, and we told them about the work that we were doing in order to help them to better understand the data across the silo. The reasoning is very simple. I mean, a standard company is in 2021 only multiplicating the data silos that they have to manage. And usually, and first to manage the cost, they are multiplicating data silos across different type of storage. And in these days, any modern solution has an analytic layer. So every vendor is providing a way to understand the storage usage and the data usage of the data in a storage. But the challenge in these days for many end users is to have that view across a full layer of storage. So we have been discussing with different end user, including you guys, in order to see what should be our analytic approach. And you told us, hey guys, I mean, you have a data management solution. You are in control of all the storage that we use in order to make sure that our workflows are working in the right way. What we are expecting from you is to consolidate the view across all these storages and help us to have kind of a high-level view of the data lifecycle within our environment. Am I describing it well, or can you add some color to this?
You're absolutely right. You help us on the archive part, okay, which is connected to our media asset manager. We use the project to do the movement between our center. So now what we are facing, it's the challenge to have a cross view of the media across all the storage during the production and during the post-production, which is it's a lack for a lot of production and post-production facilities, because we manage very well our workflow and our archive connected to the man. But what about what we call internally at the NFB the media life cycle during the production, and get the history of tracking during the production? So as you said, all the storage has its own solution, but we need to have a global overview with some kind of intelligence as well. Okay? The intelligence is another part. It's another part of the vision that we have. But let's start to have a better overview and track better our production project. And then with that, we'll be able to maximize our solution, because we can't grow our storage. It's not suitable anymore.
So you just throw up a magic word, intelligence, at the. So when we started to look at the analytic layer to be added within Miria, I mean, we've interviewed different customers and different people with whom we have more than just a provider relation, such as with NFB. And it was clear for us that an old-fashioned, I'm going to say, analytic solution would not scale, because at the end of the day, it's not just about crawling storages and provide a consolidated view. It's about optimizing the way that we touch data on these storages to not add load on them, to not multiplicate action that would be redundant, to provide an infrastructure that would be scalable enough also to manage hundreds of terabytes, but scaling to exabytes of volume. So at Atempo 3 years ago, and you were one of the very first to know about this, we inaugurated an artificial intelligence R&D facility, and we hired data scientists to work on challenges towards data management in very heterogeneous environment, and trying to leverage machine learning to help on the ability to crawl efficiently different type of storages, and to provide a backend that would provide real insight for end users, and that's what we are just in the process to launch. So our first version of the analytic is going to focus on primary storages. We are going to offer a very scalable backend with an optimized way to crawl in a smart way file system in order to consolidate that data. And to your point, I mean, the same way that we have worked together on expanding the use of the data management, of the Miria data management solution within NFB, we will soon extend that capability to secondary storage, such as cloud bucket object storage, cloud vendors, tape libraries, and so on, in order to add capabilities. And at the end of the day, I mean, I remember a few days ago, we were talking together and you were telling me that today, on a regular manner, you have to sit down with your team and kind of sync on where you are on the usage of the different data silos that you have, because you don't have a proper solution to provide you with almost an instant picture of that you can share amongst the team. And that's exactly what we are going to deliver with the fifth Miria pillar, which is called Miria for Analytics. So very excited to have benefited from your feedback to bring that solution onto the market soon. That will be probably the occasion to have a dedicated podcast just about that matter. So, I mean, across the years, we've worked with NFB developing archive capabilities, movement capabilities, migration capabilities, multi-cloud management, or I'm going to say hybrid infrastructure or hybrid data management capabilities, allowing to manage data on-premise as well with a mix of cloud. So we just mentioned that the analytics is the next pillar. So when we're looking a bit further down the, I mean, from your perspective, what are the challenges in the future when it comes to data management and data silos that NFB has to overcome?
It's the efficiency. And I think with the analytic, we're going to have part of the solution. But, you know, mean be green friendly. it's one of the challenge that we will face in our industry, and especially as a government institution, we do have to report on our initiative to be more eco-friendly. So for us, it will pass by the efficiency, having less hardware, less print to the our data center. So I think it's going to be a challenge to be more efficient on that. But I'm really, really, really looking forward to see the benefit of this. And a point that we did not talk, I think, by doing the analytic on the object like we do now, it's very good. But I think we in the future we're gonna have to do more analytic inside the content. So be able to go deeper inside this media asset and retrieve a lot of information by intelligence to have a better indexing. It will really, really, really help, especially production center like us that want to use stock footage to resell the stock footage that are not used in the film, as an example. So it's a way for us to get other revenues.
New challenges, new workflows, I remember you told me once, Ferhat, at NFB there is nothing old. There is only an asset ready to be reused, and it goes to the data management lifecycle.
Exactly. And sometimes we just realize that too much data, too much assets stay on our storage. But you're right. We talk about that 2 or 3 days ago, but just with the better version of the analytic that we are testing in our lab, because we see the NFB as a part of a beta testing site for some project. So in our R&D lab, we're testing the analytic, and we just realized with current analytic of our storage that, hey, some production needs to have a cleanup now. It's just a better version, and it already helped us in our day-to-day. It's amazing.
And you're bringing the perfect conclusion to that podcast. I mean, what we have just said is that working together as partners and not just a provider of data management solution has allowed us to overcome challenges from a vendor company as well as an end user perspective. And we have already identified the future needs that we will have to work together. Jimmy, I mean, on behalf of Atempo, a great thank you for that really great, relationship that we had over the past years, and that we really look to extend in the coming years. Thank you very much, Jimmy. Thank you very much, everyone.
Okay. Thank you, Farah. Thank you, everyone. Bye.
You've been listening to Data Tsunami, a podcast from Atempo, leading manufacturers of data management solutions. If you like what you heard here, please come to our website, atempo.com, where you can follow our social media feeds as well as our blog, and get every monthly episode of the Atempo podcast, Data Tsunami. If you'd like to suggest a topic for the show, please contact sarah.mason@atempo.com. Thanks for listening.